These techniques were designed to teach selected 15, 16, and 20-year-old children how to tie their shoelaces or go to the bathroom unassisted. I'll never forget the day I met a 16-year-old boy in that group of children, whom I'll call Stevie. Stevie was a victim of Down syndrome, a moderate to severe form of mental retardation often characterized by reduced mental capacity and certain physical deformities. Stevie was afflicted with something even worse. He was a self-mutilator who was driven to cry out and beat himself in the face constantly. The staff psychologist at the school had secured permission from the state officials in Austin, Texas, to administer electric shock therapy to Stevie for a six-month period. This, quote, negative operant conditioning, unquote, as they called it, was meant to modify Stevie's behavior by administering electric shocks any time he beat himself. They graphed his behavior over that period of time, and I saw the graph. He just got worse and worse, instead of better. By the time I was there, his face felt like dry alligator skin because he beat himself continuously. Finally, the attendants tied Stevie's hands in splints so that he couldn't bend his arms to reach his face. The only problem was that the other children in his dormitory ward developed a new game once they figured out that Stevie's hands were bound at his sides. They liked to run up behind him and push him so hard that he would lose his balance and fall down. Since Stevie could no longer instinctively shield his